Hello, welcome to Sunday the 21st of June broadcast for children that are in the way, St. John Vaughan Baptist Church and beyond. And we're looking, and this is for children aged 11 and over. So I hope you're in that age group, because towards the end there we do talk about a couple of delicate issues that are not suitable for younger listeners. Today we are talking about the fruits of the Spirit. The second part of our things that Christians should know. But before we do that, let's play a little game. So I am thinking of something, and I would like you to try and guess what it is. So for 5 points, it is a vehicle used for transportation. So can you guess what that is? For 4 points, this vehicle can be found on the road. Does that make it any easier? For 3 points, it sits at least four passengers. You can get at least four passengers in there. For 3 points, we're in 3 points here, yeah. For 3 points, it comes in different shapes and sizes and colors. Does that make it any easier? Probably not, to be fair. For 2 points, you can have room for luggage in it. Is that very easy now? And for 1 point, it is generally used by families. It is used by families. So, did you guess that I was thinking of a car? If you did, well done. Fortunately, no prizes for that. Just your own satisfaction of knowing how well you've done. So, last week we talked about the first part of things that Christians should know, which was looking at two verses of the Bible, which I hope you remember. It was John chapter 3, verse 16, which said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not die and but have eternal life." And the second one was John chapter 10, verse 10, which said, "The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." So I hope you remember those two. There are two parts of the Bible. There are two verses that are really very important for Christians to know and to help talk to other people about God and God's love for the whole world. If you haven't listened to that broadcast, you can always go back and listen to it. So today we are talking about when this love of God is in our lives, and how do we know that God's love is making a difference in our lives, and how does that show to us and to other people? How do we know? So where Jesus was talking about that life abundantly, these are some of the things that should show in our lives to show that we have this life abundantly. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talks about us being a tree, being planted by, and being planted in the Word of God and growing and having fruit. And when someone was asked, a preacher was asked, Joyce Meyer was asked, like, how do you know that somebody is a good Christian? She said, well, you just squeeze their fruit. Because when you squeeze people's emotions, or you touch a nerve, or you do something, the way they respond to that can show you how strong a Christian they are. So we're going to talk about these fruit and how they are being squeezed, and how we respond to it, and what these fruits are. When we look at Galatians, Paul is talking, he's written this letter to the to the people in Galatia. And in verse 16, he talks about walking in the Spirit and being influenced by the Spirit. And that when you're walking in the Spirit, you do not fulfill the lusts or the desires of the flesh. That the more you walk in the Spirit, you are less likely to follow the things that the flesh would want you to do, or to follow the things that the world would want to influence you to do. And in verse 9, he talks about what these lusts of the flesh and the desires that we might have in verse 19. So by the time we get to verse 22, it starts off with a but. Okay, and a but, as we know from studying English, is talking about a contradiction of whatever has been said before. If I say, I love water, but I like Coke more. So I love water is a statement, but tells you that I'm going to flip it on its head a little bit and change what I had said before, but I like Coke more. So that, you know, that's how this works. When we get to Galatians chapter 22, it's like turning what we've heard so far on its head. So before all of this, we've heard about how people are influenced in the acts of the flesh. In verse 19, it says, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, functions and envies, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Right, so Galatians chapter 22, as I say, starts with that but to tell you that it's contradicting, it's the opposite of what we've heard before. What we heard before was all the bad things that living according to your flesh and according to things that you want would lead you to do. This is how you would act if you were being led by your flesh and led by your own desires. But when the Spirit of God is working in you and God lives in you and you have the love of God and you are actually listening to what God said and learning more of what Jesus taught when he was on earth, then this is how you will react. You will act by the fruits of the Spirit. Well, what does that look like in our lives? That's what you might be thinking. How does that all show in our lives? Because for us to know whether God is working in your life, this is what we're going to be looking for. We're going to be looking for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I'd like to add three more that are not in the Bible. I would like to add modesty, generosity, and chastity. All those things are things that Christians should know how to respond to and how to behave and how to show them to the rest of the world. Okay, so we're going to talk about each one at a time. Love. This is showing God's love. It is our job to love God and to love others more than ourselves. So when the Spirit is working in us, this is what it will look like. We will love God and the things of God. So going to church, listening to church over this, all the provisions we can have, listening to good songs, reading the Bible, learning more about God. Those are the things that show that God's love is working in you. When you love God and the things of God, and you love other people more than you love yourself. Joy. Joy is more than being happy. I've said that before. It is more than just being happy, because being happy is, if somebody does something nice to you, then that makes you happy. Or if it's your birthday or you have a special occasion, then maybe that makes you happy. But when you have joy, it could be the, things when a day when things are going bad in your life. but you have that expectation and you have this hope of something good is going to happen, even when things are not going your way. And that is when joy kicks in. It's expecting and knowing that something good is. It's just like looking at a cloudy day and thinking there is a light at the end of this tunnel. There is a silver lining. As they say, behind every cloud, there is a silver lining. It's knowing that, really, really knowing that even things are not going my way right now, this is not the end of the story. Things are going to get better. That is what brings joy into your life. So the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace. Peace is knowing God's order of things for our lives. So if we know that God is in control of our lives and that He has a good plan for us, that can give us peace. It gives us peace of knowing that if we do something wrong in our everyday life, it will not spoil God's ultimate plan of bringing us a good life. So that can give us peace. It can give us peace of knowing that if we make mistakes, it's fine. Somehow God is going to sort it out. Knowing God's order of things for our lives. And if we understand that, we will just have peace. Patience. Patience is being able to wait, maybe even through hard times or sad times or times of not having anything. Being able to go through those times without complaining and moaning about it. That is patience. When you can sit there, maybe you're in a traffic jam and you can wait, knowing it's not going to be forever. Soon the cars will get moving and soon you'll go where you'll reach your destiny, your destination. And doing that without complaining and moaning about it. Kindness. Kindness is concern for other people, even when they are in pain, in trouble, or in need. And showing that in some way or other. So when you're being kind for someone, even if you just say a little prayer for them, and we've talked about random acts of kindness before in church, and that could be something that you could do even at this time, showing concern for other people, because so many people have gone through so many difficult situations during this pandemic. Goodness. Goodness is doing the right thing in every situation, regardless of the pain we might go through. So sometimes it is difficult to do the right thing because we know that we're not going to get something out of it, or maybe we might even lose something. But when we know the right thing to do, our goodness shows through when we do that in every situation. Gentleness. Being gentle means being submissive to God and considerate to other people. So submitting to God is giving over your will and your desires to God and being kind and considerate to other people. So we have to understand that not everyone is like us and that, you know, there's so many different personalities. And that's just the way that makes the world a better place. It makes the world a more interesting place. Not everybody can be like you. And not everyone can be like me, thank goodness. So gentleness is understanding that, understanding differences and submitting our will and our desires to God and thinking about other people. Faithfulness. Faithfulness is to be reliable and trustworthy. So like, I always think of faithfulness like a train. A train will always travel on train tracks. Even when the wind blows or whatever it's doing, if it's on high ground or low ground, a train will always follow train tracks. So those, when you give your word that you're going to do something, it's like you've laid down train tracks. And then when you do that thing and you fulfill your word or your promise, then you are staying on those train tracks and you are being faithful. So being faithful is doing what you have said you are going to do, being reliable and trustworthy. so that people know that if you say you're going to do something, you will actually do it. Self-control. This is giving up our desires and focusing them on what is good and right. So it's like not allowing ourselves to be led by what we want right now or what we think we want right now. Maybe this could be like self-control could be having a packet of Haribos, but you don't sit down and eat all of them by yourself. You wait until maybe there are other people around you and then you share it out fairly. So you have controlled what your desire would have been, which is to jump into that packet and scoff the whole lot yourself. But you've controlled those desires and you do them and you focus what you want to do on the right thing and the good thing to do for the benefit of yourself and other people. Okay, so those are the 9 fruits of the Spirit. And as I've said, I've also added to this list, which is not in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, but we can add generosity. And generosity is giving more than what has been asked or required without being asked or without looking for something in return. So let's say, you might say that I don't have money or whatever, which is fine because a lot of people don't. But you could have time on your hands that you could give to someone else, maybe playing with a younger sibling or even an older sibling and just being nice. You can use your talents. You can use the things that you're good at and you can use your treasures. Maybe you can share something instead of giving it away. But being generous means that, okay, let's say I had a place of biscuits. Think of the best biscuits that you might want. I love digestive biscuits and not even the chocolate covered ones. So if I had 5 digestive biscuits and somebody came and asked me for 1 digestive biscuit, I could afford to give away 1 digestive biscuit. And that's what they asked for. But if I gave them 2 biscuits, then I'm being generous. I'm giving more than what has been asked for or required. And I'm not asking or looking for something in return because I know I'm not going to get those biscuits back. They would just be in a state. So like that is being generous when you give more than what has been asked for without looking for something back in return. Modesty is another one that I have added on here. And that is being careful how we speak to people, right? This could be I always sort of think of younger siblings because sometimes we sort of take them for granted a little bit. And maybe sometimes we're a bit careless with what we do or say to them, thinking that it doesn't really matter. But it does. Well, how we speak to other people does matter. And also how we show ourselves to other people. This could also include our dress sense. So when you're modest, obviously, this could be describing somebody who wears the right things at the right time. So maybe they don't go around showing their top half. And if they're a boy, they always wear a shirt or a t-shirt. And they don't go around showing their muscles and all of this outside of their own private house. So they are modest. If it's a girl, they wear the correct length skirt without showing too much of their body that they shouldn't to other people outside. So being modest, you're being careful how you speak to other people or how you show yourselves in your dress sense. Because you don't really want to be leading people down the wrong path by wearing provocative clothes that will make people's minds go towards sexual things and things like that. You can also be careful how you deal with other people, and you can show them a kindness and show concern for other people that whose mind might not have so much self-control. And if you are modest in the way that you dress, it can make a difference to how they react and respond. And the last one here that I've added on is chastity. Now, chastity is checking your sexual appetite so that it is in line with God's will. And this might apply more for for teens as they grow up to be like 13, maybe 14, when your teenage hormones start kicking in and growing your body from being, you know, a sort of like older child to being an adult. As this kicks in, your sexual appetite really goes up. And this is when people sometimes have issues like watching pornography and things like that. So you have to be careful. And when you exercise chastity, you are making sure that the things that you think about, the things that you spend your attention on, or the things that you're watching are still things that are in line with God's will for your age. Because obviously you're not supposed to be sexually active at a young age. And you're only supposed to do that in a relationship bound together by marriage. So you have to be really careful to make sure that you do not put yourself in a position where you'll be tempted by sexual appetites at the wrong time. So this is something that you obviously have to think and pray about very much, and really even talk to older adults around you who can help you with this. So I was looking for something that would help us to remember the fruits of the Spirit. I have a song that I knew from Sunday school, which goes, "The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. With such there is no law. Right, against such there is no law." So I couldn't find that one exactly, but the closest one that I could find is the Spencer Family Music, which has also been uploaded onto the resource page. So you can have a look at that and listen to that, and hopefully that will help you to remember Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. There are also other songs that are available about the fruits of the Spirit, and maybe you can find a different tune that you prefer, which is absolutely fine. The important thing is for you to remember what Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 says. And also remember that I added on generosity, modesty, and chastity, which are not mentioned in those two Bible verses. So that is the end of today's broadcast. Before we go, let us pray. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the young people listening to this, and to thank you for the way you're helping them to grow. I pray that as they grow, that the fruits that you give us, the fruits of the Spirit, will grow more in their lives, and they will show these to other people, and they will turn them into actions that make a difference in their lives and the lives of others around them. Bless them, O God, and help them to draw closer to you and your love every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd also like to remind you that we talked about the day of prayer for young people, and that is coming up on the 24th of June. It's being run by the people from Limitless, and they are running at 8 a.m. There will be morning prayers on Instagram Live. I hope you can wake up in time for that. At 10 a.m., there'll be a communion. We'll have communion together, and that will be on Facebook Live and also YouTube Live. They'll be broadcasting that. At 2 p.m., there'll be a youth leaders Zoom meeting, which I'm going to be taking part in. At 8 p.m., there'll be evening prayers, which will also be on Instagram Live. So I hope that you will make yourself available for at least one or, you know, two or three of these that Limitless are sharing. So because we obviously are not going to have a camp this year. But this is just a day of prayer for young people, by young people. So they do want you to take part. Do stay blessed, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.